Hey, listener, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Glad to be back.
Today, we're going really elemental.
Ooh, elemental.
Yeah, we are going to be looking at fire and water.
Okay.
Specifically, why we find them so relaxing, especially when we experience them together.
I like that.
Yeah, and this is something that I think everybody has kind of felt like.
Yeah.
You know, the classic imagery of like a cozy chalet with a real wood crackling stove.
Absolutely.
And maybe you're overlooking a snowy scene.
Yes, or a hot spring.
Or a hot spring, yeah.
Under the northern lights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, these things are just so appealing.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just the visual either. It's multi-sensory, right?
Yeah.
You got the crackling of the fire. You got, you know, maybe some pine in the air or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then the visual. And you've also got that kind of primordial connection.
Yeah, it's like this inherent attraction that we have to these things.
It's deep.
Yeah. Where do you think we should even start with this?
Well, let's start with fire, right?
Yeah.
Let's go back to basics.
Yeah.
Fire, you know, going way back to our ancestors, we needed it for warmth,
right,
for protection, for cooking. You know,
so it was, it's essential for survival.
Absolutely essential. And that is encoded in our DNA, so to speak. Right.
OK, so, I mean, beyond just needing it to survive, why else is it so captivating?
Well, imagine yourself, you know, out on the savannah at night. Right.
Yeah.
And it's pitch black and, you know, there's predators out there. And
it's cold.
And it's cold. Exactly. And then suddenly there's this fire. Right, that fire, it pushes back the darkness, it creates a safe space, both physically and psychologically.
Wow.
And even today, you know, that feeling lingers in us.
Like a sense of security almost.
Absolutely. And in fact, studies have shown that the color orange, which is so dominant in flames, is associated with feelings of security and warmth.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So it's almost like we're programmed.
It's deep-seated.
Yeah, to feel that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so fire, it keeps us safe and warm.
Yeah.
But it also seems like it's very social. Right.
Absolutely.
Like we think of bonfires or fireplaces.
Yes.
People are always gathering around them.
It brings people together.
Yeah.
It always has. For millennia, fire has been the heart of storytelling, sharing knowledge.
Oh,
while strengthening bonds, you know, sitting around a fire.
Yeah.
And there's that crackle and the pop, and you kind of have to pay attention, right?
It draws you in.
Draws you in. It makes you want to lean in and listen. And, you know, that's why campfires are so iconic.
Yeah. I mean, the stories that could be told.
Exactly.
From, you know, sitting around a campfire.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's funny because fire kind of draws us together.
Yeah. Yep.
But being near water, to me at least, always gives me like a very different feeling.
Okay.
More like a peace and solitude.
Interesting.
Is that, am I imagining that or?
Not at all. Water is powerful.
Okay.
But in a more introspective way.
Okay.
You know, even the color blue, which is so prominent in water, has been shown to have calming effects on our nervous system.
Yeah.
And then there's the sound, whether it's, you know, gentle waves lapping at the shore or a babbling brook.
It's very rhythmic.
It's rhythmic, exactly. And that can actually trigger a relaxation response in our brains.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I always feel like so refreshed.
Sure.
After I've, you know, been for a swim in the ocean or something.
Like, yeah.
So all the stress just kind of goes away.
It melts away, yeah.
But it's not just any water.
Right.
Right. We were talking earlier about hot spring.
And get different kinds of water, different experiences, right?
Yeah.
Think about the energy of ocean waves crashing versus the stillness of a lake.
They both have their own thing going.
They do. They do. And hot springs are fascinating.
Yeah.
Because they add that therapeutic element,
right,
you know, with the minerals and, you know, sulfur and all these things that are
good for you.
Good for you. They ease muscle tension. So it just makes the relaxation even deeper.
Right. So it's not just about being in water.
Right.
It's being in the right kind of water.
Exactly the right kind of water with the right minerals.
Okay, so we've talked about how fire has these amazing effects on us.
Yeah.
Water has these incredible effects on us. But it seems like the real magic happens.
It does.
When you combine them.
It's like they amplify each other.
Yeah.
Okay, so picture this. You're in a cabin. It's snowing outside.
Yeah.
There's a fire roaring in the hearth.
Okay, I'm there.
You look out the window and you see a steaming hot spring nestled in this snowy landscape.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got that contrast, the warmth against the cold. You've got the visual and sensory stimulation.
Yeah.
It creates this incredibly immersive experience.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
Right.
It sounds amazing.
And I bet, you know, you can think back to some of those experiences that you've had that were similar.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right.
I mean, just thinking about family trips to the lake,
mm-hmm,
building bonfires at night, and like the way that the Fairlight dances on the water.
Exactly. And those shared experiences and those environments, they weave themselves into our memories. They strengthen relationships and they remind us of that sense of peace.
Wow. So we've gone from, you know, basic survival to the psychology of color.
That's right.
From ancient rituals to modern day relaxation.
Yeah.
Who knew that fire and water had so much to tell us?
It's amazing, isn't it? And the most important thing is how you can use this knowledge.
Right.
How can you bring these elements into your life, whether it's a quiet evening by the fireplace or a weekend trip to a hot spring or even just listening to nature sounds? You know, the possibilities are endless.
That's a great point. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
And listener, we'll catch you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.